So I've got two topics to bring up this morning under the What's New from BASF. First of all, we have pillar fungicide. This is a granular fungicide, and we're expecting registration sometime in the first quarter from the EPA. Active ingredients are pyraclostrobin and triticonazole, 0.38% pyraclostrobin and a load of 0.43% trinity on that granule. This does provide broad spectrum disease control. We anticipate that this will be marketed into both lawn care and potentially golf course fairway, so it's the higher mode turf. Diseases include brown patch, a variety of other patch diseases like summer patch, take-all patch, rust and snow mold will be on that label as well. And their use rate will be 3 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So that's pillar. We're looking for that early next year. The other new thing that I want to talk about this morning is Intrinsic, which is our plant health initiative from BASF. What you see here is an umbrella. And Intrinsic stands for it's a branding strategy behind plant health. We're hoping that as we move forward, when you see Intrinsic on a label, like Insignia Intrinsic fungicide, plant health will come to mind. Right now, the strategy is based on the active ingredient, pyraclostrobin. So we do have two fungicides currently, both Honor, which contains pyraclostrobin and boscalid, and Insignia, which contains the pyraclostrobin. These are the two products that have the plant health language on their label. The expectation is that in the coming years, we will be adding other actives, such as enhancers or doing some formulation changes, other things that will also fall under this plant health category. So this is kind of the launching pad for Intrinsic plant health. Currently, we do have plant health language on our labels. We're the first company in TNO to have an approved label with this language on it. So currently, both Insignia SC, the new formulation, and Honor specifically state that they are to be used for disease control and plant health in turf grass. Now, what this means is that it is still a fungicide. The intention is that you have to follow the label. You're applying for disease control first and foremost. We're not recommending additional treatments. You're still making two applications and then rotating to another chemistry, so we're still following FRAC guidelines to prevent resistance. But the thinking is that this is a way to differentiate among the similar modes of action. And what we found is that there are some added benefits from using this strobilurin. So what we've done for the past 2 years is a lot of greenhouse testing using what we called mini rhizotron methods. And what you see here is the sleeve. Sometimes they were a cylinder, but you had to be able to see the roots growing down. Can I use this? Growing down along the sides here. And all these studies were conducted in the greenhouse. This was very intentional so that we could control the environment and actually put stresses onto the turf and maintain those stresses. We also specifically worked with physiologists, root physiologists, and agronomists to do these types of studies. So from 2009, what you're seeing here is a summary across 6 trials. It is Pencross, Colonial Bentgrass, A1, and SR1119, all summarized. At the end of the trial, when all the roots were harvested, we used a procedure. We used a scanning device that you wash the roots, put them onto a scanner, and WinRhizo then calculates the architecture and looks at the number of roots there. So when we talk about total root length, it's not necessarily the depth. This is all in a 12-centimeter tube. This is all those roots in there added end-to-end and stretched out, and that's how we're getting a total length. But what we observed was, over the course of this study, two applications being made, turf under drought stress, we did see an increase in the volume of roots or the total root length that was available. Unfortunately, the 2010 data is still coming in, and I haven't been able to summarize and group that with this data and have a big summary across trials. So right now, what we're showing you is just the 2009 data. Moving then from the greenhouse into the field, we did conduct demos on golf courses. So we've taken it out to the field. There have been about 20 of these demos conducted so far. There's some more ongoing this fall, where we asked for the greens to be split. One side was receiving a treatment of honor, which is the combination product. The other side of the green was just whatever the superintendent would typically put out at this time of year when he was making the application. The first application went down, they aerified. 14 days later, a second application was applied, and then 2 weeks after the last application, we had root cores pulled. So again, six cores were pulled from each side of that split green. And this is an example of L93 bentgrass. And again, confirming what we observed in the greenhouse, under a typical superintendent's conditions, what we observed was this increase in the total root length when all those roots are added end to end. So this is a cool season example, and then here I'm showing a warm season example down in Vero Beach, Florida. This is at Hawk's Nest Golf Course. Again, two applications were made with the aerification in between, and we see an increase in the number of roots. So just briefly, some of the messaging and some of the things that we've learned from this. Intrinsic brand, what you're going to see in the literature is that it helps to prime the immune system before a stress event. It also helps the plant and root system to endure a stress event such as drought or heat stress, and potentially helps the turf to overcome stress through root system retention. So it helps the turf plant to better weather the stress storm, as we like to say. So that was pretty much what I had to share this morning. I was trying to keep it brief and to the 5 minutes that I was allocated. Yeah, if there's questions, I can take questions, or you can see me in the hall. Yes?
How long did you run those experiments? The roots were really long, like the middle, not long.
Okay. The experiment was run in a 12-inch tube or cylinder. It was packed with USGA spec sand, so it was to simulate a green. Pretty much when the roots got to the bottom, and that would take about 4 weeks. We were getting our two applications out, so 4 to 5 weeks from the time that the first application was made, it was all it took for the roots to typically get to the bottom of that tube. Dave? It's not as pronounced. There is an effect where we have seen a slight bump in the number of roots when there is not a stress, but it does seem to be more pronounced when a stress is present.
Lee? Is drought the only stress that stimulates this? How about salinity?
We have not looked at salinity yet. Drought was the key one. We have seen some effect from cold temperatures as well, especially on warm season turf, and we're starting to look at that. The heat and the drought was kind of the key thing that we started looking at initially. So the salinity would be a next logical step. Other questions? Okay.
I'm going to be talking about several products, and my name's Chris Olson. Dave Spack helped put this together, as well as Richard Reese. The first product I want to talk about is Nordica. It's a biological nematicide that will be getting state registrations and launching this coming year. Bacillus firmus is the active ingredient in that formulation. It appears to have multiple modes of action. One is just colonization and competition at the root environment. Second is it itself is utilized in the plant root exudates, so minimizing the ability for nematodes to cue onto the roots toward the root exudates. And finally, there seems to be some direct activity on the juveniles and the eggs as well. Some of this is yet to be proven in a consistent manner, but that seems to be what the mode of action is. Nordica, or Bacillus firmus, colonizes the roots as they're initially growing and then continues to colonize. So early application is important with this product. So applications during root expansion early in the spring typically is the timing. Most of the trials that we've done have been two timings. Most of the trials have been in the southeastern U.S. early spring, a month later, with about 35 pounds per acre. There's been a few trials with just a single application of 70 pounds, and those have shown to be effective as well. This is a picture from Florida. You kind of have to ignore the color because you have untreated Czech versus Nordica, two applications, but the color is not what you're looking at. The texture, there was an improvement in turf quality in the presence of root phytopathogenic nematodes in these conditions, especially on greens in the studies that have been done. So sort of to kind of summarize Nordica, Bacillus firmus has a beneficial effect on turf quality and root length in the presence of phytopathogenic nematodes in most of the trials that we've done across the U.S. There have been some indications of reduction of turf damaging nematodes, but that's not been real consistent. In some trials we have seen it, including trials that Crow and Mixon have done. So the superintendents that have tested it, Fred Crow that have tested it, all indicate that there's very promising results as far as a biological nematicide goes. Celsius is the next product I want to talk about. It's primarily a post-emergence broadleaf herbicide that we launched this year. It was designed to fit the St. Augustine market, like in Florida, where they could apply any time of the year without risk of phytotoxicity to the St. Augustine grass. But it has a great fit on Bermuda grass as well, with minimal, with very good tolerance with Bermuda grass. Centipede and Zoysia grasses, also it's labeled. It introduces two new active ingredients to this market, thiocarbazone, iodosulfuron, premixed with Banvil or dicamba. It has an extensive list of weeds that are controlled. The rate is 2.5 ounce to 4.9 ounce. This is the mid rate. Extensive list of broadleaf weeds, but also picks up some of the grasses, some of the bromus species like rescue grass we get good control of. And one of the unique fits is the activity on ryegrass. It's shown to be really effective on clumpy ryegrass that is somewhat difficult to control. This is a trial that was actually done early in the spring where most sulfonylureas or ALS inhibitors have a tough time controlling a clumpy ryegrass. So I think it'll have a good fit in some of the grass control issues as well as broadleaf control, with very good safety to Bermuda grass and St. Augustine grass. Next active ingredient is indazoflam. This got registered in turf as Spectacle this year, but we're going to be pursuing it in nursery, in landscape, and in industrial areas. For turf, Spectacle is a 20WP formulation. Its primary target is Bermuda grass non-overseeded. Since it controls rye grass, of course, it's not going to go into the overseeded market where there's overseeded perennial grass growing. But other sites are Zoysia grass and seashore paspalum as far as good turf tolerance. It's a pre-emergent herbicide that's a pretty broad spectrum, basically controls all the key annual weeds in turf, both broadleafs and grasses. But it has a specific niche in POA control in that it can control POA post-emergence as well as pre-emergence. So a single application of Spectacle, say end of September, will control that POA that's already emerged and provide continuous control through the next spring. So it has a nice attribute toward this market where POA is one of the key focuses. Rates are typically going to be 40 to 70 grams AI per hectare. And it'll be for established turf only because it's sort of a root inhibitor like the DNAs, though it's not the same mode of action as the DNAs. It's a cellulose biosynthesis inhibitor. And brings a unique mode of action to much of this market. It's just to illustrate some of the key grasses that are controlled. One of the attributes of this product is it controls goosegrass, and a lot of the other pre-emergent herbicides have a tough time of achieving decent control of goosegrass. This is just a summary of a few trials in the southeast and the versus endazoflam rates versus smooth crabgrass, goosegrass, and green kylinga, annual green kylinga. So you can see the use rates are going to typically be in the 50 to 75 gram rate for most grasses that you're after and most broadleaf weeds that you're after, and this just gives you a contrast versus Barricade at 3/4 pound AI per acre. Spectacle brings the goosegrass control to the market, which is will be a big plus. Finally, the last thing we'll be talking about is we've introduced two new members to our Stress Guard formulation portfolio. The first is Interface. It's a mixture of iperdione and trifloxystrobin in a Stress Guard package. Excellent product for the pink snow mold market, but it also gives you an option for where the turf health is of a concern. You want to control a brown patch or dollar spot. You don't want a DMI thrown in there. Has excellent activity, has also excellent turf safety under stress conditions with the enhancement of the Stress Guard technology. Reserve is chlorthalonil plus triticonazole in the Stress Guard package. Excellent fit as a rotational product in an anthracnose control program, but also has a really good fit in the gray snow mold market, especially where you're under challenging conditions. Let's say over 150-day snow cover, Reserve plus Compass or Reserve plus Interface has been excellent in that scenario, providing improved turf quality coming out of the snow cover, as well as excellent disease control. So that's basically what I would like to cover, and I guess I'll take questions too. Yes, Leah.
Does that bacillus work against the iguana that gets in the poa annua up in Northern California?
We have not tested it. Chances are probably not, because it's pretty much a soil and root colonizing bacteria, and so probably not, but there's a good chance that we'll get some funding and try and at least test it.
Is there any special way to you have to store that bacillus, or
no?
How fragile is it in storage?
It appears to have about a 2-year shelf life. You don't want to store it in super hot conditions, but normal storage conditions, which is nice. Yes, Dean.
Chris, you mentioned Celsius having a fast reacting to ryegrass and ALS.
Pardon? No, not faster. It seems to function better under cool conditions for clumpy ryegrass control. Two ALS inhibitors, iodosulfuron and thiocarbazone, are both ALS inhibitors. Both have both foliar and root activity. And maybe that was a strong general comment, because in that trial, I compared it with 4-amsulfuron, where under cool conditions, it has a tough time controlling clumpy rye, though it's a very good clumpy rye product in the warmth of the summer. Any other questions? Thank you very much.
Thanks for being here today. I'm Doug Oberman, PBI Gordon. Gary Custis is in the audience too, as you guys know Gary. We've both been around at PBI for a long time, 22 years for me. I always try to put the plug in for Certified Professional Agronomist, a CPAG. Sometimes people think you're a CPA until they see the G on the end, or understand that, but that's through ARCPAC. So if you're not a member, consider becoming and looking into a certified agronomist. PBI Gordon been around 63 years and located in Kansas City. We've got a lot going on. I'm going to share some of those things with you that we have introduced this year. It's always kind of interesting to see how a product goes from research from you guys, from our research and development, to introduced into the marketplace and how that fits in. So in the last couple days, you've seen some presentations on Katana. Katana is, the name is a sword. It's a Japanese samurai sword, so hence the name. So we've played on that, and the ingredient comes from ISK from Japan, and that is flazosulfuron. Flazosulfuron, if you had it in your test, you may know it as SL160. It's for Bermuda, zoysia grass, centipede, and it was first shipment for this year was March of 2010. So brand new compound, and again, you saw one of the talks yesterday and previous to that. We did have some label changes that came right at the last minute, and we did get the buffer zone down to 25 feet, hence the subplot to research yesterday from one of the guys. Oops. Annual ryegrass transition aid. The acres on annual ryegrass overseeding is down. Also, the number of herbicides that get treated to take the cool season out of warm season when it comes into summer, that's down as well because of budgets, especially on golf courses. Whereas also a lot of companies are just allowing the heat to take the ryegrass out when it comes summertime. Regardless, it is a great transition aid product, very fast. The other things that it is really good for is for POA, and that was a new information for us this year, where we had a couple years of research on POA, mixing it with urea. You can lower the rate by half and improve the weed control. So we have a FIFRA 2EE tank mix recommendation for POA, mixing it with urea. Also very good on the grassy weeds, the clumpy rye, and so forth. Sedges, the Klingas and annual sedges, excellent job on those, as well as a broad spectrum of broadleaf weeds on that label. So just not even 1 year under our belt, so thank you guys for your past history on that. State registrations are all complete except for California. California, we hope to have that out of California in June. Lastly, on Katana, if you need a sample, get a hold of Gary if you need some for testing. What else? Sounds like old product, but it's not. It's actually a new product, and that is Q4, Q4 Plus, actually. The ingredients in Q4 are quinchlorac. Quinchlorac is where we get the Q from and has a total of four ingredients. The other three ingredients are sulfentrazone, 2,4-D, and dicamba. So that's Q4. The original Q4 had a half a pound of quinchlorac in it per acre or per gallon. It was a gallon per acre use rate. So we upped that rate to 3/4 of a pound and came out with Q4 Plus. So that did take a brand new EPA registration. So it's not the same, just more in it. You have to actually do the test and get it reapproved or sent back through EPA and a new label registration. So we introduced that in May. So you may have out there still in the field Q4 regular, original, and then Q4 plus. As I mentioned to you, the Q4 turf herbicide for grassy and broadleaf weeds, the nice thing that people like about that, it does get the grassy and broadleaf weeds and yellow nutsedge all in one. So it was it's a big hit. And it was, as you guys know, quite a crabgrass weed year out there. So Q4 Plus was new, even though it sounds like an older product has been around. Samples, we did also include on this registration Bermuda grass labeling. Bermuda grass at a little bit lower rate. The 5 to 7 pint, 5 pint rate is equivalent to approximately a half a pound of quinchlorac per acre. So that 5 pint rate gets you back to the original Q4 half pound of quinchlorac per acre. We did put some label language on there You know, basically that you can get some discoloration. And one of the things that the users of Q4 had found that if they apply, if they apply in the morning, they don't have nearly the discoloration. So Q4 Plus, brand new product for us again this year. State registrations are all complete, including California, with the exception of New York. Also, I believe many of you guys did get a sample of that for your trials from Gary and myself. So I do have some literature and the label if you were interested in the Q4 Plus. Next product, one of the things that Gordon's wanted to do is keep innovative and competitive in the marketplace. And we introduced September Trimec 1000, Trimec 1000, Trimec 992. We have a lot of numbered products. This is eight better than Trimec 992. No, it's actually a different beast altogether. But Trimec 1000 is a low odor product, very low odor, and that's one of the benefits of the of that. It's designed for the lawn care market, although it does have golf labeling. Really all the turf sites are out there. But lawn care is interested in that low odor product and kind of an economy premium, if you will, on where it fits. Why is it low odor? It has one of the ingredients is 2,4-D DEA, diethanolamine. DEA is extremely low odor. DEA is something that you had not seen probably in the turf market. Most all of the ingredients on the water-based products are the DMA, DMA salts of 2,4-D. DEA, PBI Gordon is on the 2,4-D task force along with several other companies and the 2,4-D task force. Separately, PBI Gordon supported the data on the DEA form of 2,4-D. And the molecular weight of that is quite different, so EPA required several million dollars extra of data. We have sold the ingredient DEA, again, low odor, in the ag market in a combination product called Hi-Dep, and it's been very well received over the years. We decided to take that to your traditional Trimec, and so bottom line is there is, it's known for deep-rooted perennials, that one ingredient. We have some data that goes back to carbon 14 on DEA and to roots of field bindweed and does a great job on getting into the deep-rooted perennials. Total of four ingredients, and we call that a mixed amine. So it's we're real happy to have that, and again, it's very low odor. The other thing about the Trimec 1000 is that it, one, the color is different. I don't know what that means other than it is different than a standard three-way. And the other thing is 5 days later, undiluted, not diluted, but undiluted, the Trimec 1000 is still wet and resists crystallization. And we believe that the mixture stays wet a little bit longer on the weeds and it gets allowed, more gets into the plant and pumped into the weeds and down to the root system. So it does resist crystallization, and so we're real happy with the Trimec 1000. Again, that's brand new, and I think we sent most of you guys a sample. If you didn't get a sample, please let me know or Gary know, and we can get you a sample of the Trimec 1000. State registrations are complete, including California. I do have a piece of literature and the specimen label if you were interested afterwards. Lastly, and we still have about 30 or 40 products we're evaluating for the future, so hopefully we'll have some more for next year. Lastly, we have a new insecticide. The active ingredient is dinotefuran. You may be familiar with dinotefuran in the tree and shrub market called Safari. We have the rights to dinotefuran for turf. It is a third-generation neonicotinoid. It's highly water-soluble. For easy uptake by the roots and rapid translocation in the plant and rapid knockdown of the pest. So you get it up into the turf and into the get a knockdown of those pests. When applied to the foliage, it's rapidly absorbing. It does have translaminar movement. Now, I haven't told you what that product is, and that product is Xylem 20SG Systemic Turf Herbicide. Xylem, what is Xylem? We were looking for a name. It's always kind of interesting in sales and marketing, how do you name products? And the active ingredient translocates up the xylem, hence the name Xylem. Xylam is often how it's said. So it sounds like Xylem, and hence the name with the Z instead of with the X. The other thing is that it is translaminar, penetrates leaf tissue, and does have some local activity. Hence then the LAM instead of XYLEM, it's ZYLAM. So just one of those memory tools. So we are submitted that for trademark for Xylem 20SG. What is it good for? Chinch bugs, really good on chinch bugs, and especially the resistant chinch bugs, does a good job on that. We have some good data and more coming in just recently. Out in the northwest, we're evaluating European crane fly, but we'd have some really good data on spring applications from New York on European crane fly. Mole crickets, again, good data coming in on that. And then northeast, the annual bluegrass weevil. We think we've got a good product for the annual bluegrass weevil, and we've had some demos out. In addition to those insects, we do a good job on cutworms as well. Really, for neonicotinoid, a lot of those are not good on the caterpillars. Xylem is good on most of the caterpillars. Cutworms, as I mentioned to you, and then the question always comes up is on the white grub, and data is still coming in, but right now it looks like white grub is a, if you will, a side bonus, or a side benefit. Suppression only is where we are right now. Target markets, obviously golf course, lawn care, landscape contractors, and grounds managers. State registrations are complete. Not New York. State registrations are complete everywhere except New York, and we do have samples available too if you are interested in that. And I do have a piece of literature if you wanted to pick up that current registration information. Timeline, again, brand new compound. We should have that available for shipment in early 2011, and we're real happy about that with Xylem. Just so you know, not connected necessarily with this group, but we will have Xylem Liquid Systemic, and that will be for tree and shrub. That's a 10% soluble liquid, and we do have an EPA registration on that. State registrations are underway as well. So you may hear of both. Just wanted to make sure everybody was up to speed on that. We'll be doing an announcement on both of these here shortly. So in summary then, the Xylem 20SG turf labeling, again, first for the dinotefuran for turf. So we're excited about that. And then tree and shrub, that is Safari, but Safari is a 20SG version. We're going to have the liquid version of that for tree and shrub. So lots going on at PBI Gordon. I'll take any questions for you guys if you have any. If not, we'll see me after, or Gary, if you need samples or anything sent to you, we can do that. Good. Yes?
Xylem, what insects in the tree and shrub does that mean?
Good question on the xylem. Tree and shrub, very good on scale, some of the tougher woolly adelgids, Gary, help me out, some more of the
Japanese beetles.
Bagworms, yeah, sorry about that. Scale.
What about any of the bark beetles that get in there?
We're getting some of those bark beetles too. I don't remember all the, like the pine bark beetle and things like that. I don't believe that's going to be on our label right away, but it will be eventually. I think there's the data is available for that.
There's studies,
right. Good question on that tree and shrub, but lots going on. Yes. Sod webworm.
Yes.
Good on sod webworm as well. since we had 5 minutes originally, I couldn't squeeze in any more slides with four or five products, whatever I just talked about. Any other questions? Yes? Species of grubs, Gary.
We've done Japanese beetles, green, green jew beetles, mesh shapers, and what we see is the timing is correct very well, but we just don't have a residual sitting out there somewhere. So instead of trying to position it as a grub product,
the real benefit on the xylem is that it is so, it's very highly water soluble, so it can get down and get in quick. Doesn't have quite the long-term residuals Gary mentioned, so that's why we're probably missing some of that window of opportunity for grubs. Gary, I think, aren't we doing some curative or not on the
timing?
Okay.
We're looking on curve at a lot of the sucking insects and mites, other things like that. Just due to the solubility of it, it'll move not only into the cell, but into the cellular. And that's why in the treated shrub, it's picking up some of the scales and the other nicotinoids miss just due to its mobility within the plant.
Yes? Soluble granule. Soluble granule, yes. And then the liquid is a SL, soluble liquid, if you will.
Would it get ground pearls?
We're hoping on ground pearls. I don't know, Gary.
We've got this going out. Kai's going to work with me. I'll have someone on the East Coast. It's more of a long-term thing to do where we get with that already.
We have a lot of, on the Xylem 20SG, the we have a lot of kind of specialty that we have some hopes for that we might have some good fits on. And so we have a lot of different directions that Georgia spittlebugs one and things like that. So we have I don't know how many tests we have going. It's a bunch, 20, 30, 40, something like that. It's more than our budget allowed, but we went over budget anyway. Any other questions? Stop by if you want some literature or sample.